Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. On this one-year anniversary of Michigan's first reported cases of COVID-19, it's natural to reflect on how our individual lives have changed. Perhaps what's harder, what feels less natural, is to think about the great human toll of the pandemic. More than 500,000 lives lost in the United States to date. In Michigan, we lost nearly 17,000 people. It's a dark high watermark. This was Michigan's deadliest year on record. The number of deaths overall, not just COVID, up 18% over the previous year. We wanted to spend some time putting into context the process of mourning that had to be repeated thousands of times, saying goodbye to loved ones lost to something as inexplicable as a fast-moving global pandemic. Joining us now is Patty Lynch, funeral director at Lynch & Sons Funeral Home in Clawson. Patty, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What's the past year been like for the funeral home?
You know, it's been obviously at times sad and stressful. There's also been strangely beautiful moments as people have tried to process this with as much grace and hope as one can muster in such a terrible situation. It's a little bit mysterious for me because in some ways, I recognize the profound nature of the past year in comparison to many other years. And yet at the same time, you know, since I was a little boy, I can remember being around dead bodies quite often. And so, you know, it's for us, I think it was a major challenge in many ways. And yet at the same time, we're accustomed to getting the dead where they need to go, whether it's into the grave or into the fire or wherever it may be. A year ago, the spring of 2020, April and May and so forth, when the death rate was really spiking, that was really a lot to process because at that point, funerals as we know it weren't even really happening. It was really about efficiency. And it was about getting people buried and cremated as quickly as possible. And I came home every night and I think drank nearly a bottle of wine every night.
Yeah.
Just kind of getting through it, you know, was the task. And then since then we've seen a return to, you know, some normalcy. There are still, you know, challenges, but we're definitely experiencing, much more normalcy than we were a year ago.
I have a logistical question.
Sure.
How have you been helping people figure out mourning at a time when, you know, the physical comforts of other people are just not possible and smaller gatherings are an absolute necessity?
Well, you know, there's an old cliche that joy shared is joy increased and grief shared is grief diminished. And there's a lot of truth to it. I mean, we process our sadness, you know, with each other historically as human beings. And so to see people grieve in isolation, to me was perhaps the most difficult part. As I mentioned, you know, whether it sounds callous or not, I don't know, but I'm accustomed to death, obviously. But I was not accustomed to seeing people have to grieve alone. And, you know, seeing a husband or wife of, you know, 60 years die and the spouse have to, you know, quarantine for a couple weeks, you know, that to me was insult to injury. Since then, you know, we've been able to manage getting people in to pay their respects, to offer their sympathies, keeping the numbers down by allowing people to come and go. And that's been incredibly cathartic, I think. I mean, it's amazing. We obviously, as funeral directors, believe in funerals. And we're one of the first cultures in the history of the world for whom funerals have become optional. You know, it's striking the number of people that just don't have them anymore. The body gets cremated and that's the end of it.
Wow. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, over half the population is cremated. Now, a lot of those people have traditional services first, or at least have visitations or wakes or something, and then the body's cremated. But for so many people, they've associated over the last 20, 30 years cremation with immediate cremation and nothing beyond that. And, you know, that just simply wasn't possible for other cultures because they were so intimately connected to the dead. They actually had to get the dead out of the house and into the grave or into the fire themselves. They might have an undertaker to, you know, provide the casket and assist a little bit, but this was essentially a community task. And so now, you know, we've figured out ways to outsource this type of thing to individuals like me. And I think that we're the lesser for it. If nothing else, I think COVID has shown a lot of people just how valuable and meaningful and ultimately cathartic funerals are and our need for one another, especially when, you know, we're facing, you know, sort of these existential mysteries. And so I'm hoping that the silver lining is that people will recognize more than ever the beauty and necessity of funerals and what they mean for a society.
Patty, I kind of assumed when we started this conversation that you would have dealt with a lot of deaths of people who died because of COVID, but obviously that can vary a lot geographically around Michigan. Have you had a lot of families whose loved ones died from COVID?
Yeah, the number has definitely decreased. We had our fair share. As I mentioned about a year ago, that's when we really saw, like, for example, the location that I operate here in Clawson. As a family, we operate 7 locations, but I'm here, you know, pretty much every day. You know, we saw the number of deaths nearly double over the course of about 6 weeks, 2 months. And most of that was due to COVID. But after that first few months, we definitely saw a decline into the summer. And then the fall, there was a little bit of an uptick, but nothing outrageous. So we dealt with it. We did not deal with it. Like some of, you know, our Black colleagues in the city were just overwhelmed. In fact, we went and ended up handling some deaths out of Detroit and Highland Park that we otherwise would not have probably handled. But some of the locations down there were just totally and completely overwhelmed. I mean, I heard stories that there were funeral homes that had over 100 bodies in their building at one time, which is just unthinkable. I think for us, the most we had in the building at one time was maybe 15, which is a lot. You know, normally we might have 4 or 5. So for us, it wasn't logistically that overwhelming. It was emotionally devastating, especially seeing these families, as I mentioned, you know, grieve alone and in isolation and not be able to connect with their normal, you know, religious institutions and rituals and that sort of thing. You know, for us, the COVID deaths have definitely decreased as the year went on, for sure.
Patty, I feel like people in your line of work tend to see humanity through a sort of magnifying glass. You know, we meet you in such intense times of our lives. I imagine that that's part of what draws people to the work in different moments. But did this year give you, did it show you anything you didn't know about grieving or about how people are with their families and their loved ones?
It's a great question, and probably one that I could answer more articulately if I really reflected upon it. I mean, my uncle, the writer Thomas Lynch, funeral director, has talked about how being a funeral director in many ways is just having really, really intimate access to people's stories. And I think it's one of the reasons why his writing has been so good for so long. Just the access that he was given over so many decades. I don't know if I learned anything new. I think what I maybe already knew has been reaffirmed, and that is that we need one another to make sense of the suffering that we all ultimately experience. And I think too, that the dead are more meaningful than we as a culture at large oftentimes, you know, want them to be. I think that it's sometimes easier for us to dismiss them because they're no longer of use to us. But the fact of the matter is, in my opinion, how we handle the dead will always correlate to the way in which we handle the most vulnerable among us. You know, whether it's the sick, the mentally ill, children, the elderly, the refugee, the way in which we handle the dead, how tenderly we move them from one place to the next, the meaning that we attach to those movements, there's a correlation, I believe, to our other relationships. I think one of the sort of strangest but most beautiful analogies that my uncle ever made, he was trying to sort of refute this idea that a dead body is just a shell, which is something that people like to say. And he said, you know, that's not really the case. We're embodied people. He said, if anything, I would compare dead bodies to newborn babies. They're vulnerable and they represent a new reality. And, you know, when in doubt, treat them as gently as possible. And so I hope anyway that our relationship to the dead is maybe reimagined a bit because of this experience.
Patty Lynch is a funeral director with Lynch and Sons in Clawson. Patty, thank you so much for talking to us, and thanks for your work this year.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.